So let's discuss today Yontif Shachol B'Shabbos. When Yontif falls out on Shabbos, which is this coming Pesach, the first Seder is Friday night, and the second Seder is Saturday night. So we go from Shabbos to Yontif. So as always on Saturday night, we make Havdalah. And on Yontif Shachol B'Shabbos, we make Havdalah in our Kiddush. We add on after our Kiddush, Borei Ma'orei Ha'esh, we make a blessing on who creates the light of fire, and we make the bracha of Havdalah, but instead of saying Hamavdil Ben Kodesh Lecho, we do Hamavdil Ben Kodesh Lechodesh. We're separating Shabbos and Yontif, because from going from a Kedusha Chamura, from Shabbos to a Kedusha of Yontif. So what's missing from our Havdalah this Saturday night, usually Havdalah Saturday night involves as well, besides a Borei Pri HaGafen and a Borei Ma'orei Ha'esh, we usually have Besamim, the spices. So the question is, how come there is no bracha on the Besamim this coming Shabbos? So the question is, why do we have Besamim on a regular Saturday night when it's Hamavda Ben Kodesh Lecho, when we go from Shabbos to Chol? And then once we understand why we have Besamim on a regular Saturday night, then we can understand perhaps why don't we make a Besamim tonight. So in general, it's a mystical concept, but we say the reason why we make a Besamim is because we're sad because we're losing our Neshama Yisera, our extra soul we get on Shabbos, and therefore, to try to buffer the loss, we have a nice smell of spices to keep us going. So the question among the Rishonim, among the earlier commentators, is what about Neshama Yisera on Yontif? Do we have this extra soul on Yontif as well? Is this limited to Shabbos, which is clear-cut? Rashi writes, that's why we eat so much on Shabbos, so much more than during the rest of the week, is because we have an extra soul to fill up. Is this so based on that, then we'd say we have an extra soul on Yontif because we eat like we have to fill up another soul also. But do we have an extra Neshama Yisera? So this seems to be a dispute among the Rishonim. I believe it's the Rashbam versus the Bali Tosfos in Arvei Pesachim. The Rashbam writes that yes, not only on Shabbos do we have a Neshama Yisera, but even on Yontif we have one as well. And therefore, the Rashbam says, that's why this year, Yontif Shachol B'Shabbos, we do not have a Besamim. We do not have Besamim because we don't need one. Because what's the reason why we say Besamim on a regular Motzoi Shabbos? Because we're losing our Neshama Yisera. We're losing our extra soul. But here, we're keeping our extra soul. Because according to the Rashbam, we on Yontif as well, whether it's leaving and we get a new one or not, or the same one stays, perhaps that's a separate discussion. But since you have a Neshama Yisera on Yontif, according to the Rashbam, there is no need to make the Besamim. And that's why we do make Besamim. That's why we don't make Besamim when Yontif Shachol B'Shabbos. Yontif Shachol B'Motzoi Shabbos. So the Tosfos says Tosis disagrees and says there is no Nishama Yisera on Yom Tov. The halacha, the concept of an extra soul only applies to Shabbos and not Yom Tov. So the question is, if it only applies to Shabbos and not Yom Tov, so the question's back on Tosfos, why are we making Besamim Saturday night? So that's the Tosfos. So Tosfos first asked the question on the Rashbam, if it's true what you're saying, that we have a soul on the Shama Yisera on Yom Tov, if that's the case, then Motzai Yom Tov Acharon, when Yom Tov is leaving, or whatever Yom Tov is over, we should make Besamim when Yom Tov is over. And we only make a Besamim Saturday night. So if it's true, like you're saying, that we have an extra soul on Yom Tov, then how come we don't make a Bori Renei Besamim, a blessing on the spices, every time Yom Tov is over? So the fact we don't, Tosis rejects the Rashbam, but then the question is on him. So according to me, that we don't have another soul, an extra soul on Yom Tov, so how come then on Shabbos we're losing on the Shama Yisera, on Yom Tov we don't have it? It should be like a regular halach of ordinary week, and we should have to make a besamim. The Tosis answer is, no, it's different because it's Yom Tov, so it's Simchas Yom Tov. So it's nice when you walk by a nice bakery and you smell the fresh challah, the fresh cake, or you walk into a store, you smell the nice chicken, meat, or whatever you like the smell of. But it's another madrega, eating the challah, eating the cookies, eating the meat. So the Tosfos says, you're right, ordinarily we lose on the Shama Yisera, and we don't get anything in return. That's it. It's a Yom Chol, Hamavdil Ben Kodesh L'Chol. But here it's Hamavdil Ben Kodesh L'Kodesh. We're having a Sudas Yom Tov. And therefore, we have our Sudas Yom Tov to make us, to overcome our loss of our Neshama Yisera that we lost. So we're going to those who we don't have one on Yom Tov. We lost it, but the meal takes the place of the Besamim. It's even better. So therefore, it's a fundamental machlokas between the Rashbam and the Bali Tosis among the Rishonim on whether we have a Neshama Yisera or not on Yom Tov. Rashbam, yes, that's why there's no Besamim Saturday night. Tosis, no, so how come there isn't Besamim? That's because the Sudas Yom Tov takes the place. So we still have one question to answer. Tosis asked on the Rashbam, if what you're saying is true, that we have an extra neshama on Yom Tov, so why is it that we don't make a besamim when Yom Tov is over? Because we're losing our extra soul, and we need the besamim to cheer us up. So hence, Tosfos rejected the Rashbam. Obviously, the Rashbam obviously knew that we don't make besamim when Yom Tov is over, and yet he still said that we have a neshama yisera on Yom Tov. How do we explain the Rashbam? So there's a Avnei Nezer, Shem Yishmuel. They explain as follows. There's a fundamental difference between Kedusha Shabbos and Kedusha Yom Tov. As we say in the Kiddush, on Shabbos day, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh HaShabbos. And on Yom Tov we say, Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim. So as the Gemara tells us in Beya, Kedusha Shabbos is Kruva V'Kayme. It's already established from Maisa Bereishis, that we know 6 days a week is days of creativity and work, and the seventh day is Shabbos. So whether we like it or not, whether we do anything, come sunset day seven, come the seventh day, Shabbos is upon us no matter how much we try to reject it. Masha Einkin, when it comes to Yom Tov, it's Mekadesh Yisrael V'Azmanim. It's a Jewish people who sanctify the Yom Tov. You know, you have a Machlokas exactly, Rambam exactly, whether we're still sanctifying it today or it was a one-time shot. But either way, whichever pshat you want, that's where the Kedusha comes from, Yom Tov. It's a Kedusha Yisrael. In fact, that's the famous piece of Rav Soloveitchik, Rav Soloveitchik discusses and asks, how come ordinarily we know on a regular Friday night we do a Kabbalah Shabbos, and a very popular today, Friday Night Live, a lot of people like doing the Kalbach, etc. So we have a Kabbalah Shabbos, that's a later institution from the mystics in Sfat, Rav Alkabatz, the one who was the Manos Salevi, and they used to go out and greet the, go out into the outside and greet God, etc. So we do a Kabbalah Shabbos that we go out and greet the Shabbos Kala, we go out and greet the Divine Presence. So the obvious question is, why not Yontif? Why don't we have a Kabbalah's Yontif? Of course, we could, we'll make different appropriate psalms, whatever we have for Shabbos, we have a Chaldodi, we'll make something relevant and important to Yontif. Why don't we have a Kabbalah's Yontif? So Rav Soloveitchik explained, because there's a difference between Shabbos and Yontif. On Yontif, on Shabbos, God's coming to visit us in our home. And therefore, God's coming, so we're going out to greet the guest. It's appropriate behavior for the host to go ahead and greet the guest. However, on Yontif, we're going to God's house. We don't have to greet God, we're going to his house. And along those lines, what the Rav Soloveitchik means is, because there's a fundamental difference between Kedusha Shabbos and Kedusha Yontif. Shabbos, on a secondary level anyway, whether Rav Soloveitchik is saying it or not, we have the same concept here as well, that on Shabbos, the Kedusha comes by itself. So therefore, we need to at least have a token Kedusha. We have to go ahead, at least bring it in. It's because... But on Yontif, when it's already Makad Yisrael Vazmanim, it's redundant. I don't have to bring in something I am bringing in. So therefore, there is no Kabbalah's Yontif, because by definition, Yontif is Kabbalah's Yontif. However, when it comes to Shabbos, so of course, Shabbos, we want to go out and invite the queen in. So therefore, based on this, the Avnei Nezer... the Shem Yishmuel, they point out that this is the pshat here in the Rashbam. Because the question Tosfos asks, according to the Rashbam, that you say we have another soul on Yontif, hence is no Borei B'Samim Saturday night. If that's true, so why don't we go ahead and make the B'Samim Otsai Yontif, and hence Tosfos rejects him. However, the Avnei Nezer answers no, because there's a fundamental difference between Kedusha Shabbos and Kedusha Yontif. Kedusha Shabbos, the Kedusha is there, it's, we're making a token Kedusha, we make a token Kedusha, but we bring in the Shabbos because we're going to head and God's coming, we're going to greet him, we're going because we want to go ahead and do something because Shabbos is coming by itself. Masha Inkim, when it comes to Yontif, we're doing it. It's Makadish Yisrael Vazmanim. And we know in Olam Hazeh, in this world, easy come, easy go. You don't put an effort into something, it's not going to last. So even though, as we pointed out, others point out by the Kedushas HaBachor or Shabbos, there's an inherent Kedusha, and we just do, we just taktish pepeh. We just sanctify it as well. We like to sanctify it with our mouths as well. But basically, inherently, it's Kadosh. But Yontif, it's Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim. We brought it in. So if we bring something in, as the Meshech Chokhmah points out, that's why really on Har Sinai, which you think should be the holiest place around, Maim and Har Sinai, yet really, if not for some rabbinical principle of Davar Shabaminyan Sagrin Yachu Atiro, because of some technical reason, the Kedusha would have been lost on Har Sinai. Why? Because we didn't do anything. God, we just came up, God did everything and we left. Easy come, easy go. Or with Kayin and Hevel, we see. By Kayin, it says the Hevel Hevi Gamhu. Hevel brought himself into it. It wasn't just like with Kayin, he just plucked off the tree and that was it. But have a worked hard on, because in this world, easy come, easy go. The more you work on something, the more you get out of it, whether it's ben beruchnius, ben begashmius, whether it's spiritual matter or physical matter, the more you work on it, the more you get out of it. So that's what the Adonizer says. There's no need by Shabbos. We don't, the Shabbos is inherent and we just do a token Kedusha. So right after Shabbos is over, then the Shema Yisera takes off. Like, God put us here and put it in, and now he takes it away. So therefore it's a sudden loss, and therefore we have to smell the besamim, the spices, to keep us going, to cheer us up after, and we shouldn't be crushed by the loss of the Neshama Yisera. Since it's Makadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim, it's the Jewish people that bring it in, so we brought it in. So if it's easy come, easy go, the more effort you pour it into something, the more you get out of it. And that's what, in fact, that's the famous Or HaChayim HaKodesh we had in Parashas Truma. That how come when it talks about the gifts of the Mishkan, it starts Zohav, V'chesev, it starts with gold, silver, it seems to be going in order of value, and then all of a sudden, at the end, it talks about the Kohen, the breastplates, and the Avnei Shoam, Avnei Meruim. There are many answers, but one of the Or HaChayim is that because God doesn't disvalue the amount of what you're giving, but he values the effort you put in. By all the other people, they worked hard, and they gave from their hard effort. But the princes, the Chazal tell us that the jewels fell from heaven. So easy come, easy go. So therefore, it's easy to give it up. You didn't do any work for it, so therefore it's put on the bottom of the list. So too here, that since we brought it in, it sticks around for a while. So when Yantav's over, then the Shaman Shere doesn't disappear. It's a slow and steady process, and therefore there's no need. We do have a Neshama Yisera, but there's no need for our Besamim after Yantav's over, because we're still feeling the Kedushas Yantav, the high of Yantav, because since it was our effort we put in, so therefore the Kedusha remains, and it just slowly dissipates as opposed to abruptly leaving. And that's why, according to the Rashbam, even though there is a Neshama Yisera, there is no need to make a besamim. And just to conclude, as I mentioned in the Havdalah, instead of ending Hamavdil ben Kodesh Uchol, we end Hamavdil ben Kodesh Lekodesh. And as Rav Soloveitchik mentioned a lot as well, you really, everything is Hamavdil ben, you know, we do the Hamavdil ben Kodesh Uchol, but what's this Hamavdil ben Kodesh Lekodesh? So the many different levels of Kedusha, different types. We know this Kedushas HaMakom, the Beis HaMikdash, the Shul, this Kedushas HaZman, Shabbos, Yantiv, this Kedushas HaGuf, ourselves. We have one different level, Sifrei Torah, are on Torah scrolls are on one level of Kedusha, Tefillin, Mezuzahs. So we find many different levels of sanctity, Tashmishei Kedusha, Tashmishei Mitzvah. The many different levels of sanctity we find throughout the Talmud, throughout the Torah Shebiktav and Torah Shebaal Peh. So the Rav Soloveitchik asks, why do we need all these different levels of Kedusha? Just make it simple. Everything, either it's Kadosh, either it's holy or it's not holy. Why do I need all these different levels? The Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, because Hamavdil ben Kodesh or Kodesh is, we all have to make choices in life, priorities. It's easy to choose Hamavdil ben Kodesh Lechol. It's when it's a choice between good and evil, so we all have Yetzaharas, we all have evil inclinations, and we give in to our desires at times. But whether we actually do the right thing or not, when it's good versus evil, most people know what the right thing is. You know, like anything else, after you do it, you can start justifying it, etc. Well, we basically know beforehand, should I go to the hospital and visit someone, or should I go to the grocery store and like steal something? So the choices are clear in terms of ethics. You know, whether you do it or not, that depends on you. But then That's a much easier choice. A much harder choice is Amavda ben Kodesh or Kodesh. You have many priorities in your life. Davening, learning, your parents, your family, your job. It's all, life is all about balance, balancing out and finding time, like we find as well, prioritizing a mitzvah. That we have different principles. When we have a couple of mitzvahs in front of us, which mitzvah takes precedence? When do we do it? So life is all about Hamavdo ben Kodesh or Kodesh. That's why we make an Havdalah. When we want to, it's easy to, when we talk about from Shabbos to Chol, when we go to Shabbos to Yantif, so we say Hamavdo ben Kodesh or Kodesh, because life is all about, everything really is Kodesh. You know, we do say Hamavdo Kodesh or Chol, but it's just a lower level of Kedusha. And everything is the holy or the not yet holy. And it's our job to be Kaddish Yisrael Vazmanim. It's the job of the Jewish people to sanctify Yantav as well as sanctifying the whole world and making a Kiddush Hashem throughout our lives.